This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Have you ever been in love? Have you ever felt so attached to someone where you had this infatuation that no one else could understand? Where they were always on your mind, no matter where you were or what you were doing? You know, not too long ago, there was a time when loved ones would write letters to each other. And many times it would take weeks or even months for them to receive it. If their loved one had to travel for work halfway across the country, the only way to communicate back then was through letters. And so they would wake up every morning with this anticipation of finding a letter from their beloved. And as soon as they saw the mailman, they'd run outside with butterflies in their stomach. Maybe, just maybe, there would be that special letter in the mail today. And when that letter from their beloved finally did come, they would hold on to it so tight, run inside, run up to their room, and they would so carefully open it. And as their eyes laid focused to just the first few words, "My dear beloved Aisha," their heart would begin to palpitate, and they'd feel like they were flying high above the clouds in this realm of love. And after they were done reading that letter, with smiles and happiness radiating from their faces, they'd read it one more time. And then again, just one more time. And then that night, before going to sleep, they'd pull it out of their box full of letters, and they'd read it one more time, falling asleep with it in their grasp. Now I want you to rewind the clock back a little bit further. Just over 1400 years ago, as there was a man living in the desert, amidst traditions and practices that we now deem as being so ignorant, backwards, and unjust. And this man was searching for light. So he went and contemplated in a cave, and an angel came and held him and said, "Iqra, read." And that's when the greatest love story ever known to mankind originated. A love between a creation and his creator. A love story that when, in the final moments of his life, an angel came and asked him for permission to take his soul. And how did he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, respond? "The companionship of the Most High, the companionship of the Most High." Subhanallah. When his beloved wife, our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, narrated this, she said she knew that the angel had come to take his soul. Because though the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was amongst his beloved companions in Medina, there was no greater companionship. There was no greater longing in his heart than to return to the one for which the love resonated in his heart and through his veins, than to return to his beloved Allah. But during his life, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what was it that Allah communicated and revealed to him? It was nothing other than the greatest of love letters, the divine love letter, the Quran. A source of comfort and a source of guidance and healing and mercy and a source of hope and a source of love. Subhanallah, think about the feelings that one goes through in their life. When we say things like, "My sins are too many," Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "La taqnatu min rahmatillah, inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a." Do not lose hope in Allah's mercy, for Allah certainly, surely forgives all sins. Subhanallah. And when we say, "I feel so alone," Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inni qareeb," "I am near." And when we say, "I have so many needs, I have so many wants, I have so many dreams and desires," Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Ud'uni astajib lakum," "Call upon me and I will respond to you." Subhanallah. Is there really any greater gift than this love letter from our Creator to His creation? Al-Hasan ibn Ali radiallahu anhu, the beloved of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned to and said to him, "Oh Allah, I love him, so love him and love whoever loves him." May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us with him, and Ya Allah, You are a witness that we love him, radiallahu anhu. Al-Hasan radiallahu anhu said, "Verily those before you viewed the Qur'an as letters from their Lord, such that they would contemplate it by night and yearn for it by day." SubhanAllah.